listening to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Good afternoon and welcome to Perth Live for Thursday the 4th of May, as some will say, let the 4th be with you. And we bring you the news first from the UK, where reports which first appeared in the Daily Mail in the last few hours that an emergency meeting had been called at Buckingham Palace for the Queen's most senior staff. At 3 a.m. London time, which was around 5 hours ago, these reports emerged. Now, there was some speculation mounting that it may relate to the health of Queen Elizabeth or Prince Philip, but at this stage we have no confirmation, apart from a spokesman for the palace telling AAP there is no cause for concern. Yesterday, the Queen was on public duty and issuing the writs for the UK election with the Prime Minister Theresa May, while Prince Philip was at Lord's Cricket Ground opening a new grandstand. Both appeared to be in good health. But news crews from right around the world are now gathering outside Buckingham Palace. And as we go to air, let's go straight to London, where we find Claire Rutter from the Metro newspaper. Claire, it's a good morning to you over there in London. Good afternoon to us this afternoon. A fair bit of drama for everybody in England to be waking up to this morning.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely insane over here. We've all woken up to the news and people asking, is Prince Philip dead and all that sort of stuff. And with the silence coming this end, we've had to wait like intense hours to, see if the BBC, because they would be the first to get the news, whether they're making an announcement or not.
Yes, so there is royal protocol, isn't there, Claire, that if there is any official announcement on whether or not something has happened at the palace, it would come through the BBC first. But there hasn't been, and there's basically been radio silence from the national broadcaster there in the UK.
Absolutely. We'd expect the news to be coming out on BBC, but actually we've been like frantically watching it here at the Metro.co.uk offices. And basically they were doing a segment on football followed by obesity. So it's definitely not Prince Philip dead.
Yeah, well, that's very, very good to know. That's very, very good to hear at the moment. But the world's media is certainly creating quite a press pack there in London. Is there any confirmation, though, of this so-called special meeting of aides that are close to the Queen? Some reports even suggest that some as far away as Scotland have been asked to return to London for a meeting today.
Yeah, it's expected that people are coming down from Balmoral to join the rest of the crew down here in London. That's meant to be going ahead today, and it's expected that there will be some kind of update as to what it was all about, but no official word coming from the palace themselves. No one's changed their flags to half-mast or anything, so everyone's kind of on the edge of their seats basically to find out really what's going on. But like you said, he was out and about yesterday, having a good time at Lord's Cricket Ground. So, it's a bit of a shock over here. But I think with his age being 95, everyone's kind of, expecting the worst.
Yes, and I think everyone jumps to conclusions sometimes as well. I've just seen, just handed to me right now, that Peter Hunt, the BBC Royal Correspondent, has said that there will be a staff meeting at Buckingham Palace this morning. It is not to do with the health of either the Queen or Prince Philip, so that is very, very good news. Could it perhaps be a speculation that we're about to hear that Prince Harry is engaged?
It could be along those lines. I mean, wouldn't that be fantastic news? It could be anything. We really don't know. It could be them just literally changing their duties and those sorts of things. I mean, it would be amazing if Prince Harry's got engaged to Meghan Markle after all this time. So
it feels like the scenario, Claire, when you're back at high school and somebody says to you, "Hey, I've got a really big secret to tell you, Claire, but you'll have to wait till lunchtime before I tell you." And it's the anticipation and the waiting and the wondering of what the secret will be. But as you say, all will be revealed in the fullness of time. And I very much appreciate the update this morning, Claire. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
That is Claire Rutter on the line there from the Metro newspaper. So just repeating that there will be a staff meeting at Buckingham Palace this morning, but it is not to do with the health of either the Queen or Prince Philip.